Hey!
Hey, good morning!
And hello! This is Katie.
Jessica.
And Katie.
Wait, what? I was introing you.
Oh, this is... It's also not the morning time. I don't know why that...
This is Katie.
This is Alexa.
I'm still Jessica.
And we are Pony Ride!
No, Pony, no! No, Pony, no!
No, no!
Oh, yeah!
Pony Ride Podcast.
Well, that's a really great intro song.
Just keep it.
Jessica Spa.
She's also a DJ on the side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that was true.
It's called, I'm DJ Bedroom.
What?
Oh, no. Only DJ in my bedroom.
Guys, I wish you could see what she's doing right now.
Waka, waka, waka. I bet you can guess.
Wiki, wiki. Yeah, wiki. It's pretty much what you think.
Unfortunately, Jessica's our host.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Unfortunately, the terrible Jessica is our awful host.
All right, so we have a topic for today. I suppose I picked it. And
you did.
I did.
Not suppose. You did.
I'm
going to
own it. I picked it.
And the topic is parenting.
Parenting. So none of us are parents, but I am a nanny of a couple kids. And basically why I picked this topic was because recently, you know, on like a first or second date, I mentioned that I was a nanny, or it must have been the first date.
That sounds like normal, like people asking your career on a first date.
Yeah.
So far so good.
Yeah, so far so good, right? And this guy was like, oh, so if you're a nanny, does that make you want to have kids more or less?
Wait, creep alert. He's trying to marry you.
No, he was not, because he was actually like asking to make sure I didn't want to have kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Creep alert. He's a
jerk. Least, at least not so soon. But my response absolutely had to be, it makes me want to have kids more. And I was so surprised about that. I realized that I have such a strong maternal instinct. It makes me wonder what I'm going to be like when I'm a parent.
Which, I do have to say, this topic is hilarious, because out of all three of us, you were the last person that, like, wants to get married. You're like, that is a huge thing. I want to date a million people. So it's very funny that you're like, you're ready.
But you're the most motherly. Like, you'll tell me about, like, a story where, like, the kid's naked with pudding on them in the bath or something. And I'm like, I can't even imagine that. And you're just like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I just told him why that was wrong, and then we cleaned him up and I hugged him.
Or like, why it wasn't wrong. Being naked with pudding on you isn't necessarily wrong.
I mean, that's
wrong.
Totally normal. I think I was always naked and had food on me at all times.
I thought you said you were never naked as a child.
Not in public. Like, you know, like, I was never naked in public. Oh, like, obviously in my house at some point.
You were always naked?
I was not always naked, but I mean,
with
like...
food on you?
But if there was food, I was probably naked, because I probably just made such a mess.
Your parents were like, yeah.
But in public... And, like, we had people over, like, never. I just don't know. I was, like, never. Maybe I'm saying this, though. My family's like, you're naked all the time.
Yeah.
We saw you naked.
So. I always had my shirt off.
Okay, but what's so your topic you're proposing is?
I suppose I think we all want kids.
Yeah, eventually.
Well, that is assuming.
Okay,
maybe
so
we'll
discover
that.
Yeah, exactly. But I suppose what our instincts for, like, discipline are, like, what we were raised with, what kind of discipline we were raised with, and like what we think, how we think we would react when a kid like dumps a carton of milk on the ground.
All right.
Yeah. So Alexa, do you want to go first? You brought this topic up to us a couple days ago, so we kind of did a little bit of research. Personal research or internet research.
Well, really.
In true Alexa fashion, my research is just a story. basically my older sister has two beautiful, cute daughters.
Aww.
Who are smart, strong ladies. I don't know.
Baby ladies.
Baby ladies. And yeah, it's really interesting because my sister and I are really similar, and we're also very different in certain ways. And we're really good friends and really close. So it's been really cool to see her, like how she mothers her kids. And it just reminds me of like our upbringing. And then in some ways it's totally opposite. So like, this week I got a video on my phone of my 2-year-old niece standing in the shower with all of her clothes on.
Oh, okay.
With her mouth open, like,
so she's literally never nude.
She's a never nude.
Uh-huh.
Very true. And it was just so funny to me because I thought my sister would be like, oh my God, like, that's not following the rules, you know, like, get out of there, you're in trouble. But she was just laughing. You know,
is that what your mom would have done? Like when you were growing up, would she have reacted that the way you thought?
I don't know. It's like, where am I getting this, like, feeling from that that's how it'll go? My mom didn't like disorder or, like, Play-Doh on the carpet or anything like that.
Who does? Am I right?
True. So I think we would have been, just from my mom's own, like, shock of the situation, would have had a little bit of a reprimand. But, yeah, I guess, otherwise, we didn't really have, like, rules, you know?
Yeah. But she liked order. So you were, like, assuming your sister
would be the same way. Because my sister loves order, so do I. Like, yeah. We're pretty, like, meticulous about things and love lists.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. That's a true fact about Alexa.
Love lists.
Lister.
But
it's actually a sponsor. It's lists.
Lists.
Sponsored by lists.com.
That's probably a real place. Someone's going to go look that up.
They did not give us any money.
No.
But, yeah, one thing that's encouraging for my sister is just, like, she can laugh off these situations because it's not life or death, and it's really funny, and it's her daughter's first time trying, you know, testing the limits, so I think it's kind of cool.
What would you react, do you think, if you had a kid in all their clothes in the shower?
Yeah.
I think I would react, like, upset. You would? I think I'd be like, you know, don't you feel the coldness on your skin from your clothes being cold? Like, how did you think this is a good idea? It's not shower time. You take baths. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if the kid responded, like, I was playing a game in which, like, everyone in the world has to wear clothes in the shower, and I that's all they said.
They threw some imagination at you.
Yeah, what do you do?
Do you want to curb the imagination and insert and inject more rules, or do you want to encourage?
By the way, that was, like, not a really great imagination story, so, like, fake kid that I've made up is really not imaginative.
I'd be a little concerned if that was his imagination. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think I'd probably encourage the imagination.
You would.
I think you would. First instinct would be, what are you doing? Second would be like, okay, we're already here.
Would you ever get in the shower fully dressed with them? If they're like, Mom, come play. Oh,
probably, yeah.
Wow, really?
Wow. Would I feel like, no, I'd be like, get out. I have to wash all of those clothes now.
Well, they'd just be wet.
Yeah, but like, they're gonna have to dry them, and I don't know if they got soap on them. Uh-huh. Now we gotta run through the wash.
What if a child broke your favorite vase while they were trying to get something else? It was a total accident.
In my family growing up, and I love my mom, so, but if you did an accident, like, it was like an accost, or like an affront, excuse me, to her. Like, and I get the same way, like, my husband will do an accident, and I'll be like, why did you do that?
Wait. Hashtag Katie's married.
I know, it's still weird to hear her say that.
It's gross, it's disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
But I will say, so, like, I broke her glasses one time by accident. Like, I, like, sat on them, and I think I got grounded for, like, a week. I was playing with them, and I was holding them when I shouldn't have, so there was a reason. Uh-huh. But, like, if something happens by accident, like, I am very prone to, like, like, still being, like, you didn't think that through. Which is not always level-headed, but
that is a true fact about Katie.
Yeah, it's a true fact.
True facts.
But what? I think that is true. Whoa, that bell means nothing. But one thing I've noticed, like, in seeing my sister's kids, because I feel like I'm similar in that way of, like, jumping to being angry or whatever, but or frustrated. But there is a thing that goes away where you're like, well, they didn't know any better, especially as, like, a little baby.
Yeah, and I hope that comes. I hope I'm just not, like, expecting my 5-year-old to be, like, 38 and know everything, but I could be the way it goes for me.
Yeah, nature and nurture.
Well, so with that guy, did you tell him that you wanted kids more at that point?
Mm-hmm.
And what did he say?
He was like, oh, interesting. I definitely don't want kids for another, like, 6 years. And that could very well be my timeline as well, but I kind of went, like, it's an interesting little flag that he's waving.
Well,
because he's very hesitant about it, whereas I'm like, you know what? I am looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it can take a trigger in your life, like having a niece or nephew or being a nanny. But I think what this guy is saying is that he just is really into partying.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think that could be true in a lot of cases.
Alexa's like, this guy likes to party.
Yeah. Trust me.
You bring kids to a party, like a kid party.
I mean, kids are like the biggest commitment you will ever have.
Yeah.
You know? And so I get that. Like, it's a big step. And I'm not saying I want to have kids tomorrow, but I get waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing more and more people our age
having kids.
We're 87 years old.
87
so
years old.
A lot of 87 year olds are having children.
Yeah.
Well, what I would say is, like, I think it was cool that he told you, like, he was like, this is where I'm at on the first date. I mean, I don't know if he's just like, so I want it casual. I don't like, just because you say that, then, like, why are you dating? But I do think, like, it is important to, like, kind of breach some of those, like, serious topics when you're even just starting out dating. Because, like, why waste 3 months with someone and then find out, like, yeah, we never had the same idea of, like, where our life was going. So.
Absolutely.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. And speaking of same idea about where your life is going.
Yeah.
That was a bad segue. What do you guys think about the parents who, like, do bring their kids to a party? You know, like, parents who very much want to keep their life and keep their thing.
Like, they want to still be themselves as parents. Yeah. Like, I get, like, they don't want to lose themselves as...
Yeah, do you think you will be that way or the opposite?
Well, I know that, like, my parents were bringing me as an infant pretty much everywhere. Like, they didn't stop. I mean, I'm sure it was a lot harder, but they would take me, they would, like, stash me under the table at, you know, at a restaurant, and they would take me to barbecues, and as long as, like, no one's blowing smoke, you know, in your baby's face, and as long as you, like, keep an eye on your baby and know where your baby is, and that you aren't out till 3 a.m. with your baby.
But, like, I think that I want to think that that's but possible, probably... but I was listening to Gwen Stefani on NPR the other day.
Oh, I heard that too.
Yes, and she was talking about, like, how she was, like, as a mom, I thought, you know, when I had my first kid, I was like, no, I'm going to keep my life, I'm going to be me, I'm going to... But true. Then she had her second kid, and she's really like, I can't do that. And I do think, like, you do become a different person. You will get withdrawn in some ways, and that's just, like, a part of your evolution as an adult. Like, you're just not going to always... But... I do think that there is something you do want to hold on to, like, who you are. So, like, you can't just get rid of everything in your life that you did that was fun or, like... And I think bringing your kids a part of your life... I think it's weird sometimes when you grow up and you had no idea your parents were into something because they, like, dropped that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't know that my dad played chess. Whatever the thing is. Like, just, that's not true.
Oh, crazy chess player dad.
Curveball dad.
I had to drop that all, that chess, that crazy chess life when I had you, Alexa.
No, Alexa's dad did not play chess. Or maybe he did, but he...
But it's still a secret.
Bring him on. We should give him a call.
Hey, dad. But, I'm, like, super big party fun time fan, as you guys know.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of recognize, like, I don't want to have kids until I'm ready to be done with that. Because it's, like... I want to be full-on 100% mom time, and I don't want to regret, like, oh, I wish I was at the club or, like, a music festival.
That's, like, never a thought I'll ever have, but I love that that is a thought you are very worried about losing.
Well, yeah. You're absolutely right. Like, but I was at the movies the other day at, like, 11 p.m., and some parents had brought their kid.
How old?
He was probably 4. Mm-hmm. It was 11 p.m.
This is the weekend?
Yes.
But my parents used to let me be crazy on weekends.
But at 4?
At 4 years old?
Listen, I don't remember being 4, but...
This is so past this kid's bedtime. And I'm like, who the hell? Like, what am... I can't
You're
believe
an old
I'm
lady.
Saying this.
You're an old lady.
Yeah, I'm an old lady.
Speaking of old ladies, I actually, you know, so I don't have a story on this topic, but I did... I looked up an article. Articles.
Super prepared.
Super prepared. Because... Just thinking of parenting and how we would react and what we would be like, I think that what I think about often when I think about children is, like, social media and technology. And, like, that really scares me. And when I talk to parents who have kids, they're like, no, you just kind of, like, go with it as it comes. But I kind of wanted to see what the interweb was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was this article on Huffington Post. It was called What is Good Parenting in the Digital Age? And that's, like, definitely a question I ask myself all the time.
Whoa.
And ultimately, it kind of came down to that the authoritative parenting model is the best model, which is responsiveness and demandingness. So I will read really fast what that means, and then we can talk about, like, our growing up and how we would apply this. But
okay,
number one, responsiveness measures how much we are warmly engaged in our children's lives, while demandingness gauges how much we provide expectations and supervise our children. So I think, like, when we apply this, this is so like I'm such an old lady here, but, like, applying this to technology, like, I think it's important to be engaging and talk to our children about it and not just be like, no, you're not getting a Facebook. Like, I don't want to talk about it, but, like, oh, let's, I'm being responsive. I'm listening to you. I have empathy.
Wait, P.S. Kids don't use Facebook anymore.
They don't?
No.
Oh, God.
They use
Snapchat or Musical.ly. Look it up.
Yeah.
It's an app.
Or Dub Smash.
No, it's not even cool.
What? Like, I am, how can they continue? Look,
I hang out with some 13-year-olds. I can't tell me everything.
Wait. Instagram's big, I know. Yeah. With the 13-year-olds I know.
What? Is it because we're on there, they're not on Facebook?
Yeah.
It's too old,
And I both hang out with 13-year-olds, and you are the only one who doesn't.
I think that's true.
You need to get a 13-year-old friend.
Like, where do you just pick a 13-year-old friend up?
I mentor one.
The mall?
That was like the scariest thing you've ever said. Jessica does not pick up kids at the mall.
I don't do that. It's just a suggestion.
Well, let me get to the second part. So then, okay. Which is my favorite, demandingness. Ooh. But I always value this one. I think my parents were very, my mom especially, it was like because her parents were this way, but very demanding in that I knew my expectations. And I think that actually helped me. Like, there were rules, so there was a lot of them. But my parents respected me, and I think because they were like, this is what I expect of you because I respect you, mm-hmm. I respected myself, and like I think I matured and tried to make the best decisions for myself because my parents like taught me how mm-hmm. to do that mm-hmm. by setting some boundaries. I think sometimes when you have no boundaries, you want your parents to do that just because you're like, give me the attention or like, give me the time mm-hmm. to yeah. do that. So applying to technology, I think like you are going to have to set some like, or I will want to, boundaries for my kids. Like, they're not going to be able to just be on their phone the whole time they're home mm-hmm. yeah. or on the computer.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, like, when you say about, like, rules versus expectations kind of thing, yeah. like, growing up, I had a lot of expectations, but not very many rules.
Interesting. Like, what do you mean?
So, I didn't have to go to bed at a certain time or do chores. We had soda in the house. Like, there were very few actual rules. Like, I remember asking for a bedtime, which is funny.
See, because kids want boundaries. Rules. Yeah.
But we had expectations, and, like, I just knew you do well in school. I just mm-hmm. knew that you treat people nicely. And I can't really pinpoint, like, a verbal lesson that my parents gave, but I just knew that, like, we demand excellence.
Yeah, from mm-hmm. their parents.
Yeah.
And it was up to you to bring it.
I wish I could remember like how they implemented that because mm-hmm. I would like to do the same. But it was just like, we do things this way, you know?
And that's
like,
how you'll treat other mm-hmm. people. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it worked well. Like, and I feel like that's what maybe like religion does sometimes, but like,
but I think tons of things can do that. Like getting yeah. involved in leadership mm-hmm. at school
yeah.
or
rules. Yeah. Just everyone. I know I thrive off of a schedule
mm-hmm.
and same way with kids, you know, if they don't have a schedule, they kind of go batty.
Yeah, and I also, like, the expectation part of it, like, I remember when I was in sixth grade, everyone just, like, went insane, and the girls went crazy, and they were like, we're gonna form a perfect group, and anyone who's ugly or fat is gonna get kicked out of it. We're just gonna give them the silent treatment.
That's
which
harsh.
Which was horrible, like, but mm-hmm. kids do terrible things on the internet to each other nowadays, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be in the group because, like, I'd make everybody laugh. And so, like, I was, like, the jester of this very strange group.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only reason, because I was, like, a chubby kid. I was, like, awkward.
I'm sure you were very cool and pretty.
No, but that's okay. I remember one day I was acting kind of nasty. I said something nasty about someone, and my mom was in the car, and she could have like let that go because I had friends in the car,
mm-hmm.
but she just called me on it, and mm-hmm. she was like, "You don't like when people talk to you like that, mm-hmm. and you will not talk about other people like that. Do not become one of those nasty girls that makes you feel mm-hmm. so bad about yourself." And I think like if my mom had let me just do that, I think I could have continually gone down that path, but I felt so embarrassed and so ashamed that mm-hmm. like my mom caught me and called me out for that and how I had been that done to me.
Yeah.
So I think that it is important where like these are the expectations of your behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the same with social media, I feel like, and with like technology, like we're just gonna have to set like expectations for our mm-hmm. kids.
Well, and because yeah. kids, I mean, they do come into the world kind of like a blank slate. There are some things that come naturally, but other than that, they need adults to point otherwise obvious things out to them.
Yeah.
Like, that might have not occurred to you.
No,
as
I
a
don't
kid,
think so.
Unless your mom had, you know, had gone through that with you. And, like, I know my mom, I have a lot of memories of, like, talking to her at bedtime about, like, I saw this happen at school, and this, and, like, this person said this person, you know, and this person said this to me, and she would take me through role plays.
Hmm. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, she would say, okay, if this had happened to you.
So your mom is like a psychologist.
Yeah, my mom's a secret psychologist for
secret
the CIA.
Psychologist.
For the CIA.
Wait, also, did you have a lot of rules growing up, Jessica?
Not really. Like a bedtime and like, put your pajamas
just
on.
Just some bedtime.
I mean, I was a stubborn kid. Like, I was kind of a terror when it would come to certain things. Like, my parents would... my parents, God bless them, they would like sing this song, "Love my jammies, yes I do, jammies, jammies," as they were trying to stuff me into my pajamas, and I would be like, "No!" I'd be screaming bloody murder. So like,
maybe it was the song that was like, it could have been just, I mean, like that was trigger. A, that was a very scary song.
Love jammy jams. Yeah, but like, I think I think that was also just a side note, probably something that my parents were doing right because they would kind of be laughing about it.
They were just laughing at you. Your parents were laughing yeah, but at you.
You kind of have to keep a sense of humor. Like, kids are terrible, but as long as you can sort of maybe keep a sense of humor.
I am looking forward to that. Just being trolling. Like, I'm your crazy mom! And then being like, "Mom, please, no." And I'm like, "I can't stop."
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think the moral of our story is have a sense of humor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, though, this was a very serious podcast, really.
Yeah. And I think we all want kids, is what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the game! All right. Now we're going to play a game that I sort of came up with, talking about parenting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be pretend to be a bratty kid, and we're gonna see how Alexa and Katie deal with it.
Ooh, I'm gonna get my mom on.
Yeah. All right. Aww. So how about
is it a mom off? Is there a winner at the end of
mom
this?
Mom off. What's I guess the prize? We'll find out.
Alexa and I are very competitive, so
the prize is a child.
No.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Makes sense. Okay. So Alexa goes first.
Okay.
Like, you're on the phone. Let's pretend you're on the phone.
Hey, hi. Oh, no. The meeting's moved to Friday. Thank you.
Hey, Mommy. I want some chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh, hold on, Timmy. Mommy's on the phone.
No, Mommy. I need you to talk to me right now.
Well, you know, Timmy, I have the TV going in the other room, and you can just go watch it.
No, Mommy. Sorry, I need you to play with me right now because I want you to be my friend.
You know what, Tommy? I'll have to call you back, Charlotte. Bye. Let's have a talk. Mommy's not your friend. Mommy's your mommy. And when she says, go in the other room, I don't know.
Oh, you made your child cry. Wait,
you made your child, you said, go watch TV. That's like,
and I'm not your friend.
I'm not your friend.
You know what? She isn't the friend, and I agree with that.
Thank you.
We high fived.
All right. Okay, so that's what that sound was. It was a big high five.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready to get in the mom ring.
Okay, all right.
Mom ring.
Okay, so it's shower time.
Oh, okay. Well, this is nice.
Thanks,
Alexa.
Squirmy, you're not going to get me in the shower, but I'm covered in mud, okay? You're not going
to
get
Well, then you can go to bed dirty. Go.
No. Okay.
Yeah, go to bed dirty. No, you'll my smell at school tomorrow, and I will not have to deal with it.
My bed's all full of mud.
Okay, well, then you can wash your sheets tomorrow, too. Good night.
You shut the door.
Katie, shut the door.
All right, speed round, sudden death. Mom Alexa versus Mom Katie. Who's gonna win? Okay, ready?
Ew, I hate this dinner that you made for me.
Well, it's nutritious, and I made it for you with love.
Hate is a really strong word, and I don't want you to use that anymore. Now eat your vegetables.
But it tastes like poo-poo.
Okay, poo-poo is a bad word. We don't say that in this house.
Poo-poo. Poo-poo.
Stop.
Poo-poo.
Stop.
Poo-poo.
Stop.
Repeats the word poo-poo, like, I'm not going to be able to handle it.
Your kid would just repeat the word poo-poo.
Your kid would repeat the word poo-poo.
Yeah, you'd teach her that.
You would laugh, poo-poo. And they would think, oh, Mom loves it when I say
That's true. Poo-poo. Alexa loves the word poo.
Like, I'm a mean mom. Like, my mom is just, like, in me is a shut-down lady.
My mom doesn't know what to do.
Your mom's really nice. Your mom's trying, but to also educate, stern.
But
yeah.
Educating.
She's having the responsiveness. I'm having all demandingness.
Let's quickly see how Jessica handles it.
All right, we're two kids. Twins. And
oh boy. Okay.
Get ready. You're late for work and we're late for school.
Okay.
Okay. After my shoe in a tree.
No, because you need to get your shoes. Okay, you can't get into.
You're
stay right
mean.
Here.
You're mean.
Fine. Okay, we're going to get you another pair of shoes. And I am not mean. I am trying to work so I can feed you.
Mom, you're being really aggressive.
Okay, threw up.
You need to sit down. Both of you sit down.
You seem really stressed, Mom.
Okay, well, can you both get your shoes on and get in the car?
Why? Oh, I threw my shoe in a tree.
And the house burns down.
Oh, wow. I gotta say, I think that I'm gonna give the prize to Alexa. I think Alexa did the best momming.
Yeah, you hung up the phone.
I mean, you had two children coming at you, so I do feel bad, but...
You guys were, like, 8 to 10 years
old. Yeah. Yeah, aggressive and, like, stressed out.
My kid was... I was just sick.
Yeah.
Although,
he threw up, yeah.
I don't know who you were talking on the phone, because...
You were a high-powered exec in your mom's scenario.
I am a high-powered exec in my mom's scenario.
Yeah, you were just like, I'm going to call you back, and that was okay.
Because you are the boss of that world.
Yeah. In 10 years, like we said, when we do this podcast again, I'll be the boss of Alexa Inc.
Well, this has been really educational. I think I need to go find, like, my heart somewhere. And
I just need to watch Brave.
Yeah, that's a great movie about
I've never
mom
seen
and kid.
It.
Oh, we should watch it.
Right. Okay. No. Okay,
we have to go so we can watch Brave.
Watch Brave.
And thank you for picking this topic, Jessica.
Yeah, good job, Jessica. Oh, sure. Round of
applause. Round of
applause
to you, too.
So, thank you again from our sponsor, Lists.
wow.
What is list.com? We're going
to
look that up.
Okay.
You should look it up.
Don't
and
look
write,
it up.
Write back
crazy.
To us in the comments of our video.
In list form.
Next week, I'm the host, and we're talking underwear.
Ooh.
That's right. From granny panties to, as Jessica says, floss between your butt. So, bye.
Bye.
No pony.